Sean Dahl has been tracing trapezoidal flight paths over the Bering Sea almost every day for the last 2 weeks.
We'll take off, and as soon as we're over ice, we'll start the cameras rolling, and basically they'll be running constantly for the entire duration of the survey. And
Dahl has two kinds of cameras running simultaneously in the airplane. One is an infrared camera that captures heat signatures, and the other is a high-resolution digital camera. He says the infrared camera lets the team figure out where the seals are, and the digital camera allows them to identify the species.
We're kind of removing ourselves from being observers in this project and letting the cameras do all the work.
Dahl says that should produce more accurate results than previous surveys, which relied on people to spot and count the seals. And he says accuracy is important because the data will be used to make decisions about how to manage the seals.
National Marine Fisheries Service has recently been petitioned to list these species as endangered or threatened. So it's hard to know exactly what to call something endangered or threatened if you don't know how many there are.
The team of researchers hasn't started sifting through the data yet, but Dahl pulls up a few photos just as an example. It's like Where's Waldo, but in shades of gray. The ice is light gray, the water is dark gray, and the seal Dahl points to in the upper left corner is just slightly lighter and very, very small. But he doesn't hesitate.
Bearded seal.
There are hundreds of thousands of similar photos that will need to be reviewed over the next few months. But before that happens, the survey needs to wrap up. Flights will continue for another few weeks until the funding runs out or the ice melts, whichever comes first. Reporting in St. Paul, I'm Stephanie Joyce.